And I had to get my father, my mother, and I had a fellow that would cut meat for me, said, and I got him and wife, kids, myself, and we opened the doors. George did the same thing. And we couldn't wait on the people because on account of the price, they couldn't buy a pound of meat for less than a quarter anywhere, so they'd come over and buy it for a nickel. And a peck of meal, they'd have to pay probably around anywhere from 30 to 35 cents a peck for meal, and we're selling it at 18. And that syrup, they couldn't buy it at all because people just didn't have it up here. They had to come out of the country and they just didn't go get it. So they could get a pretty good meal there for a half a dollar and feed the family. And from then on, well, things just boomed. And then we began to add first the one thing to the stock and then to the other. And by the time that the Depression was in the right swing, well, then that's when WPA days, of course, come in. And they started to public work on the roads. And they drawed $7.50 a week apiece. They was working on those roads. Well, they would come in and they'd buy the groceries. Well, afterwards, I know one of them told me who was W.E. Rogers. He told me, he said, you know, he said, I remember when that, back here a couple of years ago, he said, when I used to get my WPA check and I'd come over there in my Ford Touring car, he said, you know, I'd take that check and come in there and buy groceries and I'd put all I could haul on that Ford and carry it home. Said we had plenty to eat and says we got along just fine. So they got along fine on that. And I remember that there's lots of them didn't have automobiles. And I finally, of course, I had a bunch of trucks running by that time, and I had what we called a large truck at that time, which was a panel, a ton and a half. And I've seen them load the groceries loaded up to the tops of panels and then them hanging around. I've seen as many as 26 of them hanging around on it going home with the groceries. And they'd carry the groceries home and we'd get those out to them and those trucks would run and deliver. But we had then just started in to what we were going to really have trouble with was regulations and red tape, which finally has put about 90% of the merchants that were in business back at that time out and have got these others going crazy and committing suicide. But anyhow, that is one reason that I'm out of business today is on the kind of government red tape. And that's a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington that have to have reports on everything, which amounts to nothing except they'll sift through sometimes and they'll give you a fit if yours happens to come up through that sifting through and picking up. But anyhow, that is one thing that has made business mighty hard on them, and it is still, and it's getting worse and worse all the time. But I remember, of course, going on back when we were boys even, that is kids, that boys at that time wasn't like they are now. By the time you was 6, 7 years old, you were more or less on your own. And when you was 10, you was really on your own. By the time you was 12, you was a grown man. And you accepted responsibilities. You didn't whine around like you do now and stand back. In other words, when we were around, George was around, and yes, I remember around 5 and I was 7.